Hi, GWA, it's Venomous Vixen, and I'm going to do Mrs. Yummy Mixer questionnaire. First is GWA questions, and the first one is, do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? Post tags really matter to me, because I'm definitely not into certain things. I'm not gonna say any specifics, and I mean, whatever floats your boat, man, but just, I am not into that. how much time do you spend making or slash editing an audio? However long it takes me to say something, I don't really do any editing. I know I should, but oh well. What are the pros and cons of recording? Pros, people tell me that they like my voice. I don't know. Cons, I don't really see any cons. I haven't really recorded a lot. After listening to GWA, have you got any kinks? Not really, I don't think. I had kinks before it came to this. We started using the subreddit. Do you like the sound of your own voice? Not really. It sounds awful, like, on video, and I think in recordings too. I don't like my own voice. Which kind of audio is your favorite? Definitely a male dom audio, or just guys' sounds, and they're great. I haven't really listened to a lot of, like, girl audios, and I don't know what the reason for that is. Just, I don't know. Do you have any regrets about clips you have made? I'll probably regret, like, every clip that I make, because my voice is just, and just recording these, I'm like, who's gonna be like, oh yeah, I like that, I don't know. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Oh my gosh, I want to skip, but I won't. I really like Irish Brogue and Serenide. Yeah, they're good. And if you hear this, hey, what's up? Oh my god. Okay, explain yourself. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? I don't see why not. It's not something I want to do specifically, but I wouldn't mind. What is your most embarrassing / funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? I've had a few. Most embarrassing with someone else, I think, was I was outside in my backyard, actually, and I was giving a guy a blowjob, and then my dog, who was also outside, decided to come and jump on his lap, and he went completely flaccid in my mouth. That was an experience. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I think there's a fine line just between being, like, honest and being an asshole. Like, you can be honest, but you can also be tactful. Like, I don't know. I guess white lies are okay. I mean, almost everyone tells them. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? I'd prefer to watch others have sex, I think. What is the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off? It's probably going to sound weird, but it is how I get myself off, like, almost all the time. I lay on my stomach, and I use my hand, and just use, like, friction of my underwear and stuff. I don't know why I did it that way, just that way for, like, the longest time, and I recently started doing other things. What is the fastest way to get you to come? I don't know. I mean, groan a lot and pull my hair and stuff. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Just like personality stuff, like, or like views and beliefs. Like if someone was like, "Oh, I think being gay is a sin," I'd be like, bye. But like physically, I can't think of any like major turnoffs, because I mean, I think all bodies are nice. I don't know. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? My face or my mouth. It's probably the best. My favorite. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Probably just something soft. I don't know, like, words. Some, like, sexy music can make me feel kind of awkward. So maybe just some, like, nice, soft, instrumental music, but not, like, jazz. I have no idea. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? No. Not always. You could be in love with someone but not be sexually attracted to someone. Or you could have sex with someone and not love them. But I do think that love makes sex more special. What do you prefer to be called or say? I like baby girl. Probably, and I'll say sir or master, but I won't say daddy for personal reasons. But being called kitten, baby girl, slut, all those are pretty much okay, but baby girl is nice. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? I'm kind of silent and a moaner. I definitely don't grunt or growl, and I've never been in a situation where I can actually scream, but I have, like, screamed into my pillow. When was the worst time you've been turned on? In the middle of religion class in, like, 7th grade or something. What's your most extreme fetish? I don't know what's considered extreme. I mean, I'm not into, like, scat or blood or anything like that. But I would let a person do a lot of things to me, like hair pulling, throat fucking, spanking, all that's good by me. Just, yeah. But I don't think I have, like, fetish. Well, actually, I have, like, a cum fetish, but I don't think that's extreme. what's one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? I'm not really embarrassed of anything. I guess one thing I'd be apprehensive to tell someone is I would want to try, like, cum swapping. But I know a lot of guys are like, oh my god, no. So, preferences. If the answer is no, then would you? Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes. Do you enjoy bondage? Yes. Are you into playing with hot wax? If it's done right, I've heard myself doing that. Whoops. Have you ever been with someone older than what? Older than me? Older than 40? I don't know. I've been with someone who's like a year older than me. But I definitely would do stuff with an older person. Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex? Yes. I laugh because I've kissed a lot of girls. Have you ever tried anal? No. But would I try it? The right person? Yes. Have you ever been double penetrated? No. I'd like to clarify here, like, I'm a virgin. So a lot of these don't apply to me. Or you can't say yes, I like this, or I don't know. But no, I've never been double penetrated, never been single penetrated. Would I try it? It's hard. I don't want to say definitely no, but I really don't think yes. Have you ever had sex in public? No, I haven't had sex, but I have done stuff in public. Do you like being handled roughly? Yes, yes, yes. Are you very verbal in bed? Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to... I mean, I'm not, like, talking all the time or just... But yes, I do say words and stuff. What is your favorite item for spanking? I don't have a favorite. Anything is fine. I just really like being spanked. So, I think with a hairbrush, it's pretty hot. I don't know. You know, like, the backside of hair. Oh my god. Random things I just want to know. What's the worst porn you've watched? I've obviously seen a lot of bad porn. I think everyone has. Anyone that, like, watches porn regularly, semi-regularly. I think one that... I can't even pick a worse one. There's this one where it's like a babysitter, you know, like that typical thing where they like put their hair in pigtails and she has like a lollipop and she's dressed really scantily. And I'm like, I wouldn't be okay with my babysitter coming dressed in nothing. And like the grandpa shows up and like winks at her and just, oh no, it was gross. I couldn't. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? Some pretty weird stuff out there. And I don't think it's up to me to say anything's weird, really. And again, like, whatever floats your boat. I guess, like, I never knew about, like, the smoking fetish. I didn't know that was a thing. I don't think it's weird. It's just, I never knew. Like, I've never looked at a person who's smoking and been like, oh, that's really hot. I don't know. It's not weird to me. Like, I mean, there's definitely weird things. It's just like, I had never heard of it. What do you wish you had invented? It's a lot of inventions. I wish I had invented. I'm gonna skip this one. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Oh my god. I'd like sleep a lot and paint and make art and just do things I like and be happy. Do you have any scars? Yeah, I have like a ton. I recently got a new one by like walking into my bed frame. It was really stupid. Like, it was the middle of my bed frame, not the edge. But so it was like this scar on my leg. It's like a dent. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I think I say though a lot. Like, I'll be like, I don't know though, or like, he's cute though, and just like though. But I'll spell it like T-H-O, because then you know I'm saying it like though, instead of like though. Oh my god, that doesn't even sound like a word anymore. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Thanksgiving. My cousin was here, and so a friend was over, and just, we were being so stupid, and we were laughing so hard. It was great. How do you feel about aliens, ghosts, real or not? Aliens have to exist because, I mean, the universe is fucking ginormous. I know that sounded really scientific, but yeah, definitely aliens exist. Ghosts. I don't really believe in afterlife, so the whole idea of ghosts is not like a thing that I really believe in, but I do believe in like negative energy. Like, a place can be like haunted, I guess, by like negative energy of the things that have like happened there. Bad vibes and stuff. So that's the end of the questionnaire. I hope you liked it. It's really embarrassing.